There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Inside me, there has been mud on my soul. There is still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I have been trapped inside so long, don't remember how to leave. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too, let them wash all over you. Then here you are at last, free yourself from past. And walk, the walk, into the new. Be guided by what is true, causing no one harm, least of all you. Spirituality is the walk into the new. It's a journey we make from the old into the new, from the past into the present, from the darkness into the light, from the impurity to the realm of purity. The journey is subtle, the journey is deep, the journey is a journey from sin to virtue. If you study all the religions, most of the Western religions, for them, sin is an act, an action. If you do something wrong, that's sin. So it's more of actions. It has to do something with deed, act, karma. It focuses entirely on do's and don'ts. But if you study Indian religions and the concept of sin in Upanishads, it's entirely different. It's not about act. It's about state of being. When you are in the stage of unawareness, whatever you do, that is sin. But you are in the stage of awareness, whatever you do, that constitute virtue. So the definition of pap and punya, the definition of virtue and sin is entirely different. In fact, the real meaning of the word sin is forgetfulness. It has less to do with actions, because whatever you do in the stage of forgetfulness, it will be sin. And what is virtue? What is punya? Anything which is done in the stage of awareness, Because in the heightened stage of awareness, you cannot harm anyone. You cannot hurt anyone. In the stage of awareness, the actions would never be unrighteous. It's only in the darkened stage of unawareness, in the stage of spiritual coma, in the stage of spiritual unconsciousness, in the stage of spiritual oblivion, forgetfulness. Whatever you do, that is sin. And sins are addictive. One sin leads to another. One action leads to another. And repetitive actions, they cause formation of sanskars, which are hardcore, difficult to erase, unsurmountable at times. And they ultimately lead to fall from grace. Fall from grace. And then a great sense of guilt consciousness overpowers you. And guilt is very burdening thing. It's very heavy. The weight of guilt is more than that the weight of sin. Guilt consciousness pulls you down to much more extent than the actual sin. Sin might be 1%, the guilt may be 10%. Guilt leads to loss of enthusiasm. Guilt leads to lack of enthusiasm, energy, the desire to excel, the desire for newness is lost. So what is more dangerous, guilt or sin?
Both.
But guilt invariably follows sin, but sometimes out of proportion. And what is sin for one person may not be sin for another. A person goes and eats non-veg, for him it is not sin. But another person, it constitutes sin. So definition of sin also varies from person to person, from time to time, from place to place. It all depends upon your belief system. For a particular religion, to eat at night is sin, but there are others who enjoy at night without a trace of guilt consciousness. So there is so much variation about the definition. What exactly is sinful action and what exactly is virtuous action? And as I said, the only definition which is the highest definition is all which is done in the stage of awareness, wakefulness, watchfulness, alertness constitute virtue. All that is done in the stage of darkness, unawareness, coma, unconsciousness, unawareness, unwatchfulness, dreamy state, the state of delirium, sin is forgetfulness. When you forget, you are bound to perform something wrong. So the definition of pap and punya has less to do with karma or action. It has more to do with the inner state of awareness.
So today, we have heard many times in Murli this word, Ajamil.
He symbolizes pinnacle of sin, or he is the embodiment of sin, the worst sinner, the greatest sinner. So Baba says, even Ajamils get liberation if they follow the virtuous track. Ajamil indicates darkness. Ajamil indicates total forgetfulness. It's not that he was not virtuous. It is shown that he was a Brahmin, highly virtuous. But fall from the grace. But he entered into the what is called as dark night of the soul. And we pass, when a spiritual seeker passes through that tunnel of darkness, that could be arbitrary, that could be temporary. But many times the seeker has to go through this tunnel of darkness where there is an acute depression suddenly. When everything was going on so well, and suddenly you feel the lack. The animation is lost, the verve is lost, the vivacity is stolen. Life becomes dull, life becomes drab. Spiritual people and spiritual places and spiritual atmosphere, you start to abhor. You just don't like. Even such traits comes, and they will come. Because the path of spirituality is a very long path. You begin from A, you have to reach Z, but the journey is long waiting period. The highest you cannot achieve overnight. There would be a long waiting period, and in this waiting period there would be many ups and downs, the vicissitudes of life. Sometimes you are extremely enthusiastic without you are doing anything. All efforts are happening. And sometimes, in spite of doing everything, nothing is happening. In spite of trying to be a perfect Purusharthi, an intense effort maker, you find that you are going down and down every passing day. You are deteriorating. So the journey is arduous. It's an uphill task. It's not so easy. So one should never become overconfident that I have reached, I have attained. My Amritvela I have mastered, or now I can control my tongue. At any moment, you will be tricked. But it doesn't mean that you are going down. Even this up and down is a part of journey. Even this up and down is teaching you something. Your every mistake is your teacher. The best teacher award goes to all your mistakes and all your sins. Some Maya is needed to keep you awake. Don't become Maya free. It's not recommended in the Brahmin life. Because if Maya leaves you totally, you will definitely go to sleep. So some Maya is needed. It is like a thorn that keeps you awake. It's a prick, it's a prod. So when Maya comes, it's good. Otherwise you will sleep into that self-complacency. Yeah? Yeah. If you are, there is no Maya and everything is going on smoothly, know that you are on the wrong track. Some amount of Maya is needed. Compulsory it is. There should be some people who should disturb you from time to time. There should be some people who should come to you, who would become an obstacle in your path. If you find that everything is going on smoothly and nobody is saying anything about me, you are not doing seva, it means. Yeah, that is there, but that is definitely there. Because every obstacle teaches you something. Now the same obstacle, when it comes next time, you won't get affected. So this is the real learning, in fact. These books cannot teach you spirituality. Media cannot teach you truth. Truth is about practical life. Truth is about what is happening to you. It is not necessary that every day you keep on reading 100 things and then only you can be virtuous. It's not about that. It's about your self-reflection. It's a journey of reflection. Reflect, contemplate. You retrospect, introspect. This happened. Now the same thing cannot disturb me again. So you become more and more resilient. This is known as spiritual resilience. You become more and more impregnable. Nothing can penetrate you now. You become intact, strong, unflappable, undisturbed.
But this lesson cannot be learned from books. This life teaches you. And only if you have a teaching attitude, otherwise you just become a box of complaint. Just grumbling and grumbling and grumbling and grumbling, nothing. So, coming to Ajamil. So, Mr. Ajamil, this guy was very good, in fact. He was a Brahmin, he was a virtuous, he was pious, given to piety. But somehow, Maya, they don't leave anyone. So Maya was there even that time. It has not changed its form. Rather, it has become more refined. They say that we deteriorate. We go from golden age, we go from Satot, Rajo, Tamo, these stages. But if you see Maya, it is reverse. She is refining herself. She is moving from Tamo to then Tamo Pradhan, from Rajo to Rajo Pradhan, from Sato to Sato Pradhan. At present, she is at her purest form. So for her, the journey is reverse. She has becoming purer and pure. Royal, whatever you call it. So for her, the journey is reverse. And it is, at times, she is unidentifiable. So this Ajamil, he was quite good. But then, somehow attractions, assault of lust. He marries somebody. It's shown a prostitute or so. And then he gets 9 children. And she was with another child. When a group of saints came, and the villagers knew that this Ajamil is a very mischievous guy. So they purposefully, deliberately sent that assemblage of saints to her house, to his house. But he was out of place. And his wife tells and gives them food. They get happy and they say that, okay, what you do now? If a child is born, you name him as Narayan. She said, okay. So now this Ajamil is highly attracted towards his 10th child. But his life is full of vices, evil doings, unrighteousness. This stage of the soul in spiritual language is known as moral depravity. Moral depravity. Or there's yet another word, spiritual lassitude. Laziness. Total laziness in spiritual disciplines. It's a stage of spiritual lassitude or moral depravity. Total downfall. No morality. No, it's a state of total irreligiousness. So the time of death comes. So from this side, the god of death, Yamdut, his messenger, and from this side, messengers of Vishnu. So when he is about to die, he shouts, Narayan, Narayan. So there is a confusion here. Because he has done all sinful actions. So definitely the messengers of death want to take him away. But then there is timely intervention. So Vishnu's Parshad, those godly messengers, they say that no, he will go to hell, heaven. They said no, he will go to hell. Why he will go to heaven? They say that because they took our boss's name at the last moment. So whosoever takes our boss's name, he has to enter the kingdom of heaven and we will take him. But there is a fight between these. And ultimately, the messengers of Vishnu wins. And they take him to the heaven. So that's a very funny story. But very deep. Even Baba kept his son's name Narayan. Rather, in every Indian family, you will find names of children are like that. Narayan, Lakshmi, Radha. So they are all names after dates, deities. So that at least at the time of death, at least the names of the children would be on their lips. Because there is a great saying that whatever you remember at the end times, the same, with that same consciousness, you take another birth. So,
It is shown that even though we falsely took the name, it was not, probably the Narayan himself is confused. He thought he is taking my name. So God is not very clever here. He is Bholanath. So, coming out of the story, to remember him at the time of death is not so easy. Whatever you have done throughout the life, the same you will remember in your end times. It is not possible that whole life you are living in the stage of forgetfulness and suddenly at the time of death you start remembering him. It's not. Because at the time of death, person remembers only that which has been on his mind for a very long time. Because at the time of death, the preconscious is lifted and everything from the subconscious comes out. So if there is sin, if there is unrighteousness, if there is a dislike, the same thing will come out at the time of death. In bhakti, there can be confusion. Narayana got confused. But here, the court of Dharmaraja, there is no confusion. In the court of God, Supreme Justice, there is no confusion. They have latest updated audio-visual system. If you are told you did this and you deny, Baba will say, wait, with video, with timings, everything. Because your everything is getting recorded there. Baba said in last Sunday's Murli, I have television, I have cassettes and I keep on listening to your Amrit Vela tune. It is like very, there is no, the recording is very perfect. These recordings can be, this can be noise, but these are noise free with no mistakes. It's a perfect editing happens here. So, to stay in the stage of awareness all the time is the goal. To stay in that stage of wakefulness all the time is the goal. And for that, you need silence. And for that, keep on reading, keep on understanding, keep on churning knowledge. So that knowledge stays in your mind. Otherwise, circumstances are so different, so diverse. The whole day takes you to the stage of forgetfulness. So, there should be intermittent solitude and intermittent silence and intermittent stage of introversion. Or, seek nature. Nature is so harmless. We talk of satsang, but yet there is yet another sang, and that is the sang of, that is the company of nature, Prakriti. It is so silent. You enter the crowd and you lose something and come out. You enter Prakriti, you gain somehow something and come out. You enter Prakriti, it has never happened that you lose something. It's only with the crowd that you lose your calm, your mind, your heart, energy. But in nature, nature fills you. Crowd depletes you. So, that's the story of Ajayamal, sin and virtue. One drunkard happens to die and he reaches heaven. He says, God, how come heaven? I never did anything good. I never helped anyone. Whole life I was busy in drinking. How I am entering heaven? I hardly remained awake. I was most of the time sleeping or drowsy or drinking. So how come I am in heaven? So God says, what he must have said? No, he said, when you used to drink wine, you also used to take salads. So that was technically counted as fasting. So because of that, you are entering. Because you never took anything with your drinks. When you used to take wine, there used to be salads sometimes. So we technically it has been counted as fasting. And because of this thing, you are entering heaven. Om Shanti.